So let me entertain you.
Yeah.
Sit down. Calm down.
Get in a chair. So Manfred Rosenberger. So the fastest tickler forever. Yeah. He is the tail chief.
So let's together wake up, and I will guide you into a story of my life. Not in serious questions. This picture, I think, is well known. It's one of these assembly manuals from this Swedish company. These few lines tell some summary of wisdom and summary of sayings. And I will guide you to something like that here. And model that afterwards. So if somebody of you wants to be distracted in between, there's a link where you can follow a website that is generated by this approach. If not, follow me. I will show you this result afterwards too. So the real world situation for me is I'm the builder of this CAD software. It's a CAD system, and in this case mostly in 2D. Let it name 2.5D because I'm able to create 3D models out of it, but that's a totally different story. What I want to tell you is that I have in this software about 3,600 library calls. It was a small statistics I did. Out of 4 libraries, and yeah, maybe this is a point to do some refactoring anytime later. But the issue is, in any case, if there's an issue that something does not work as expected, I have to dive into this code and find the point where this error or edge case appears and find out what happens there. So this is once the debugging phase, and the other point is if I try to develop a new geometry function which I could need there, I need maybe some support. Also an additional point is when I try to debug or refactor my code, then I end up with something like that, and there is a line, maybe it's out of the DCLib, there's a rotation about the point, and maybe this looks like clear because of the naming, but sometimes I have to go back to the documentation to find out which parameter is the value that is changed and which one is the tool value. So it's sometimes not that easy, and therefore I was thinking about this topic also together maybe with Arjen, how to deal with that problem that is mathematically maybe clear, but for your eyes maybe not that clear. So the problem is that last year I had one issue. I have a polyline and a circle, and there is an intersection. There should be an intersection, but in any case, I didn't get this point. So what to do is to tear down this to a testable case and to make this problem as simple as possible and extract everything that's not part of this problem. So therefore, I want to have a procedure that I can come from this complex situation, that is polyline, I think at least 100 points, to a polyline that is 6 points or so. And so simplify the issue is the one part, and the second part is, of course, solve the issue. And the question for me was, is there any approach that supports me in doing that? So, another example, I have a polyline, in this case of 3 points, it's the blue one, and I have a tooling point, and I want to get the closest point on the polyline to this given point. We know at about, from our experience, the point must be anywhere there. After doing the implementation stuff and testing, I found out it was exactly this one, so it's in there. So, the second point is I want to have test procedures for that. And so, a test, a weekly test, could look like that. So, I have a setup routine where I define the variables, I have the call there, and I have a result, and this is matched by a sub procedure named numbers. This is what we already know. And what my approach was, something like that, have an XML document describing this context in one XML branch. So what we can find there is there's an object definition, it's the polyline, it's the tool, and this is once used in this procedure call, and it's used to create this test artifact. Yeah, and what I want to do is derive both from one source. What's necessary for that are some definitions. So which geometrical objects do I deal with and how they are defined? These are just some examples. So the classic elements is a circle, a line, a point, a set of points, the polygons, the polylines, and so on. That's the geometrical stuff. So and sometimes it's not only just one procedure I want to test, it's maybe a complete library. So for this library, I create an own XML document. And this document exists of two specific branches. The first branch is, the important thing is the packages that I used to test this. So in this case, it's the math and math geometry library. And this libdebug means I have one tickle document that overrides some procedures where I do my debugging. Yeah, and the box underneath, it's well known, it's that what I presented before. So, what I require to create a complete report of that is, I have, of course, my XML templates for the specific libraries I want to test. Then, of course, I have some code that extracts this information out of the XML documents. And then I have some build scripts. They are they run step by step. The first one creates an HTML document with the graphics, which are SVGs. And the second one, second result is a test document per each library I want to test. Second script is running these tests, and hopefully I got null file tests. Then some HTML reports, and at the end, finalize this HTML report with an index file. Yeah. At the end, it looked like this, and this is now a short presentation. So. No. What you can see here is, or here, these are the XML documents as HTML files, and what I want to show you maybe, not even known library. So these are the procedures of the mass geometry library, that, and so maybe as example, I have some test cases, and I hope I have 100% of test cases in there from the library. So for each procedure, at least one file. So meaning that the definition of the procedure, the object and the tool that is given to that, and a graphic that corresponds to the settings. And the thing is, of course, so I'll try to browse through this. So find a line intersection between two lines, or some bounding box operations. So is this polyline in this bounding box? Yeah, and so on. hope I could give you an impression what my approach was. And so, let's switch once again. And it's the end of the presentation. If you come to open questions, if you have a question, you're welcome. Otherwise, I have two questions, maybe. Yeah.
I did not quite understand this geometry package. Is this something you wrote yourself, or is it a third-party software?
The main library is the CLib library, Mass Geometry.
Is it part of the DQD? Okay.
This is what I use. I started with an own library, and at least ended up with four libraries. And you see, that's not a good situation.
All from DQLib or also?
No, the first one was a library I started with 15 years ago. So
okay.
It was very strong driven from my needs. What I needed. So anytime later, when I observed that there is, of course, this DCLib, and I tried to use that. Then I found out that some procedures were not that handy. That's refactoring time, and that has to be done.
And the second question is, you said that you're setting up your cases in XML.
Yeah.
Just why? Why does one use still XML these days? Well, there are some external dependencies that some tool just required XML, or was it?
You are brave with your question, I think. No, it's handy. You can show an XML file in each browser. It's simple.
Okay, yeah.
And you can deal with XML with DDOM. And that's, I think, a very nice approach to have it here. It's a real need to have XML.
Okay. I probably wouldn't want to write XML on my own to create a XML document. Probably I would choose JSON instead, which has just fewer repetitions of keywords.
And they included SVG are also XML.
SVG is XML too, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's
Now the point is, maybe other way around, I do not use dictionaries.
You do not use them for?
For these definitions of the cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because XML is more clear and easier to use than to write a dictionary in this size.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe it's also an answer if you have.
Maybe it's just my
experience here,
right? Point of view.
So my first question was already asked by him, but my second was in which way do you edit your XML-based test definition? Is it just like in a text editor by hand, including the closing tags, or?
At first I have to say this is an approach. So I did it by hand in an editor.
Yeah.
And the question is how this can end up. I just want to show what I was dealing with. And one of the questions that I will have maybe, I create a report in HTML, and yesterday we talked about Markdown. So maybe if we could merge this, or is this possible or not? What would be a way to go for something like that, to having a visual documentation to a graphical library? So what my point of view could be when I change back to the HTML. So these are the procedures, and there is also a place to put some documentation there. Yeah.
I would write it in HTML, HTML, and for processing purposes of a library, you can convert it to Markdown. You can add some special things in the Markdown converter if needed. But you have more from HTML, you have more. HTML is not too weird.
No, it's as simple as possible.
The markdown is straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, you have two aims. You want a visual, beautiful presentation. You want easy editing, but you want a third point, which is automatic analysis, doing lookups, and so on. So it must be a format which tells, okay, this is a test number.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a problem with Markdown. And we have also that in the documentation project, where of course, which is a command line, which are the arguments, so we want to tag that we can generate automatic lookup and so on. And Thorsten Berg has used a way of Markdown, so it is an additional Markdown, so you can tell, okay, we can give a text basically a group. So the group is now it's a test name or it is a command name or whatever. And of course, on the group there's also formatting instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in HTML or XML you get all that for free. In XML or HTML, each entry is typed. It is inside a tag, and then you have the style sheet which tells you how it is formatted, and you can automatically access that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always funny is that in the old times we had something which worked, and then yeah, it's a bit like XML and JSON. JSON has a lot of drawbacks compared to XML, and now there is JSON LD and so and whatever to get in. Because JUTS is modern, and with Markdown I see it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So for me XML is a shoot all tool,
mm-hmm.
and and yeah, but at the moment something else is modern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have another question. You do the pictures and so on, but you're not only interested in the visual intersection, so
yes.
It's a mathematical point you are
having.
Yeah. Yeah.
The, there are different interests in that. The first one is, as a user of a library, I want to have a documentation, especially for a graphic library.
Yeah.
What do I deal with?
Yeah.
And how to use a procedure? What is the tool? And what is the object I manipulate? That's the one point. The second point is, I want to have tests. And currently, for me, if I deal with these libraries, I go to the test file from the sources.
Yeah,
because this test file explains me more, sometimes more than a mathematically correct definition of a procedure.
In special English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm not a mathematician and I'm not the best in English. So.
Yeah, and of course it would be great if we would get something back to TSRLib. So that's also, well, Andreas have written a great documentation system and it's just another documentation system, which is in TSRLib. And yeah, that's also something, and we all have to think how to get the community stuff better.
Yeah.
So it would be great, of course, a graphic to explain something. It would be great to have that in the TSRLib documentation. Yeah. Other questions? Manfred Rosenberger.